Blessings, everybody. This is Dale, and thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. In the previous episode, we picked up the story of Joab learning something about David in 2 Samuel 14. Joab perceived that the king's heart was inclined toward Absalom. In other words, he was longing for Absalom. He was wondering about Absalom. Absalom had been gone for 3 years since he'd killed his brother. And so Joab came up with this idea and went and hired a wise woman to go in and tell the king a story. Well, the king listened to the story. Then in verse 19, the king says this. So the king said, this is David speaking to the woman, "Is the hand of Joab with you in all this?" Now, he just told the woman. Now, I want to ask you a question, and I want you to tell me the truth about it. And she says, okay, whatever you want. Well, then he asked this question. And the woman replied, "As your soul lives, my lord the king, no one can turn to the right or to the left from anything that my lord the king has spoken. Indeed, it was your servant Joab who commanded me, and it was he who put all these words in the mouth of your maidservant in order to change the appearance of things. Your servant Joab has done this thing. But my Lord is wise, like the wisdom of the angel of God, to know all that is in the earth." So she's saying, yeah, Joab was the one who told me to do this. He put all these words in my mouth, told the story and everything. But he did it to change the situation because this was not looking good that your son is still away. But you know what? King, she called him Lord, my Lord is wise. You're wise. Your wisdom is like the wisdom of God, the angel of God. You will know what to do with this. Verse 21. Then the king said to Joab, "Behold now, I will surely do this thing. Go therefore, bring back the young man Absalom." Joab fell on his face to the ground, prostrated himself, and blessed the king. Then Joab said, "Today your servant knows that I have found favor in your sight, O Lord the king, and that the king has performed the request of his servant." So Joab arose and went to Geshur and brought Absalom to Jerusalem. However, the king said, "Let him turn to his own house, and let him not see my face." So Absalom turned to his own house and did not see the king's face. So he brought Absalom back from a form of exile, but he said, he can go home now, but he can't come before me. The people will hear that he's home. They will know that he's home, and we're about to find out why. But no, he can't come before me right now. The punishment was still ongoing a little bit, right? Verse 25. Now in all Israel was no one as handsome as Absalom. Well, there you go. He is the most handsome among all those that are in Israel. That's a pretty bold statement right there, isn't it? So highly praised from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head, there was no defect in him. So he was a perfect specimen of a human male. Listen to what degree. Verse 26. When he cut the hair of his head, and then there's this little parenthetical statement. It says this, "And it was at the end of every year that he cut it, for it was heavy on him, so he cut it." So when he cut his hair at the end of the year, he weighed the hair of his head at 200 shekels by the king's weight. So his hair was so rich, his hair was so thick, that he'd wind up cutting it at the end of the year because it was just so heavy. But he weighed the hair of his head. That probably tells us a little bit right there, doesn't it? And it weighed 200 shekels. And you go, okay, that's great. How much is a shekel? Well, generally speaking, we think a shekel right here is half an ounce. So that means his hair weighed 100 ounces. 100 ounces. Well, how much is that? Well, that's 16 ounces in a pound, right? So, yeah, right at a little over 6 pounds His hair weighs 6 pounds. And you think, well, that may not be much. Well, next time you get a lot of hair cut off your head, weigh it and see how much it weighs. You'll be amazed. Okay? So, verse 27. To Absalom, there were born 3 sons and 1 daughter, whose name was Tamar. She was a woman of beautiful appearance. He named her after her sister that had been violated by Amnon, the brother that he killed or had killed. Tamar again, it's the third Tamar in Scripture so far. Verse 28. Now Absalom lived 2 full years in Jerusalem and did not see the king's face. So it's been 5 years since he's seen the king's face. Then Absalom sent for Joab to send him to the king, but he would not come to him. So he sent again a second time, but he would not come. So he'd sent for Joab to come to him to talk to him about getting you presented before the king and get me back to my real life. He wouldn't come. Didn't come the first time, didn't come the second time. Verse 30. Therefore, Absalom, he said to his servants, see, Joab's field is next to mine, and he has barley there. Go set it on fire. So Absalom's servants set the field on fire. So he's thinking, hey, he won't pay attention to me. He won't come to me. I bet this gets his attention. Well, it worked. Verse 31. Then Joab arose, came to Absalom at his house and said to him, why have your servants set my field on fire? Absalom answered Joab, behold, I sent for you, saying, come here, that I may send you to the king to say, why have I come from Geshur? It would be better for me still to be there. Now, therefore, let me see the king's face, and if there's iniquity in me, let him put me to death. He's tired of it. He's sick of this stuff. Tired of everybody sort of putting him off. Well, he set his neighbor's field on fire and got his attention, so he told Joab, this is the deal. If I am guilty of anything, then let the king put me to death. What he had done was really execute judgment against somebody who had done a horrific thing. He had done what the king should have done. The king should have brought some form of judgment. Okay, he didn't necessarily have to kill him, but he should have done something, and he didn't. So the last verse for the day, 33rd verse. So when Joab came to the king and told him, he called for Absalom. Thus he came to the king and prostrated himself on his face to the ground before the king, and the king kissed Absalom. See, David greatly missed his son, but he knew what he had done. He knew that there had to be some judgment, and you could not do what Absalom had done. So now the king kisses him. Absalom's prostrated before him, face on the ground. All is well. Everything is hunky-dory, right? Well, we will see as we go. As for now, thank you all so much, and I'll see you next episode. Goodbye.